Luke Skywalker slept fitfully, tossing and softly moaning. Inside the house, Yoda heard the groans and hurried to his doorway. Luke awoke with a start. Dazed, he looked about, then saw his teacher worriedly watching him. "I can't keep the vision out of my head," Luke said. "My friends, they're in trouble."
"Luke, you must not go," Yoda warned.
"But Han and Leia will die if I don't."
"You don't know that."
It was the whispered voice of Ben, who was beginning to materialize before them.
"Even Yoda cannot see their fate."
"I can help them," Luke insisted.
"You're not ready yet. You still have much to learn."
"I feel the Force," Luke said.
"But you cannot control it," Ben told him gravely. "This is a dangerous stage for you, Luke. You underestimate the Emperor. It is you he wants. That is why your friends suffer."
"And that," Luke said, "is why I must go."
Kenobi was firm. "I will not lose you to the Emperor as I once lost Vader. If you end your training now, if you choose the quick and easy path, as Vader did, you will become an agent of evil, and the galaxy will be plunged into the abyss of hate and despair."
"Stopped, they must be," Yoda interjected. "On this all depends."
"You are the last Jedi, Luke," Ben said. "You are our only hope. Be patient."
"And sacrifice Han and Leia?" the youth asked incredulously.
"If you honor what they fight for," Yoda said, "yes."
But there was no longer any question in Luke's mind as to what he had to do. It was dusk the next day when R2-D2 settled himself into his nook behind the cockpit of Luke's X-Wing fighter.
"I cannot protect you, Luke," the voice of Ben Kenobi came as his robed figure took solid form.
"I understand," Luke replied calmly and turned to his droid. "R2, fire up the power converters." R2 whistled happily, grateful to be leaving this dismal bog world.
"Luke," Ben advised, "use the Force only for knowledge and for defense, not as a weapon. Don't give in to hate or anger."
Luke nodded, only half listening. His mind was on the long journey and on the difficult tasks ahead of him.
"Strong is Vader,"
Yoda warned ominously.
"Mind what you have learned. Notice everything. Everything. It can save you."
"I will, Master Yoda," Luke assured him. "I will, and I'll be back to finish what I have begun. I give you my word." R2 closed the cockpit, and Luke started the engine. Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi watched the X-Wing gear its engines and begin to move away for takeoff.
"That boy is our last hope," Ben Kenobi said, his voice heavy with emotion as the sleek fighter craft began to lift into the misty heavens.
"No,"
his former teacher corrected with a knowing gleam in his large eyes.
"There is another."
Quite possibly it was the first time Han Solo had ever screamed. He was strapped to a platform that angled away from the floor, electric currents of searing power shooting through his body at short intervals. Standing near the torture rack, Darth Vader silently watched Han's ordeal. He turned and left the cell, the door sliding behind him to muffle Solo's anguished screams. Boba Fett was waiting with Lando Calrissian and his aide.
"Bounty hunter,"
Vader said to Fett with disdain. If you are waiting for your reward, you will wait until I have Skywalker. I am in no hurry, Lord Vader.
The self-assured Boba Fett replied.
My concern is that Captain Solo not be damaged. The reward from Jabba the Hutt is double if he's alive. What about Leia and the Wookiee? Lando asked with some concern. You will find them well enough, Vader answered. But they must never again leave this city. That was never a condition of our agreement, Calrissian said. Nor was giving Han to this bounty hunter. Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly, Vader said sarcastically. No, Lando said. Good. It would be most unfortunate if I had to leave a permanent garrison here. Bowing his head reverently, Lando Calrissian waited until Darth Vader had turned and swept into a waiting elevator with the silver-armored bounty hunter. Then, taking his aide with him, the administrator of Cloud City strode swiftly down a white-walled corridor. This deal's becoming worse all the time, Lando said. Dropping his voice, he added, I've got a bad feeling about this. Chewbacca had been busily working on reconnecting C-3PO's many wires and internal circuits. After much complaining, the droid was finally beginning to feel something like his old self. The cell door buzzed open, and a ragged, exhausted Han Solo was shoved in by two Imperial stormtroopers. They left, and Chewbacca quickly moved to his friend, embracing him with relief as he barked with concern. No, Han said wearily. I'm all right. The door opened once again, and Princess Leia was thrown into the cell by the stormtroopers. Why are they doing this? Leia asked weakly. Well, they never asked me any questions, Han said, as puzzled as she. The cell door slid open again, admitting Lando and two of his Cloud City guards. Get out of here, Han snarled. Shut up and listen, Lando snapped. I'm doing what I can to make this easier for you. Vader has agreed to turn Leia and Chewie over to me. Leia gasped. What about Han? Lando looked at his friend. I didn't know you had a price on your head. Vader has given you to the bounty hunter. Vader wants us dead, Han said to Calrissian. Lando shook his head. No, he doesn't want you. He's after someone called Skywalker. Luke, Han said. I don't get it. Leia's mind was racing. All the facts were beginning to fit together in a terrible mosaic. Lando Calrissian's words only confirmed it. Lord Vader has set a trap, Lando said. And we're the bait, Leia finished the sentence for him. What's so important about the kid? Han asked. Don't ask me, but he's on his way. Luke's coming here? Lando Calrissian nodded. Oh, you fixed us pretty good, Han growled, spitting his words at Lando. Friend. I've done what I can for you, but I've got my own problems. He turned to leave and added, I've already stuck my neck out farther than I should. Yeah, Han retorted. You're a real hero. Lando Calrissian and Darth Vader stood near the hydraulic platform that dominated the huge carbon-freezing chamber. The facility is crude, Vader remarked to Calrissian, but it should suit our needs. One of his officers rushed to the Sith Lord's side. Lord Vader, a ship approaching, X-Wing class. Good. Monitor Skywalker's progress and allow him to land. We'll have the chamber ready for him shortly. If you put him in there,
the administrator of Cloud City said nervously. It might kill him.
We'll test it first, the Dark Lord said, and signaled to one of his stormtroopers. Bring in Solo.
Six of the pig-like Ugnaughts frantically prepared the carbon-freezing chamber for use, while Lando Calrissian and Darth Vader, now the true master of Cloud City, observed. Boba Fett rushed in, leading a squad of six Imperial stormtroopers. The troopers shoved and pulled Han, Leia, and the Wookiee in front of them. Vader turned to the bounty hunter.
Put him in the carbon-freezing chamber.
Anguished, Leia protested, No! Chewbacca threw back his maned head and gave out a bellowing Wookiee howl. Then he charged directly at the line of stormtroopers guarding Han. Within moments, he was wrestling and grappling with them, undaunted by their numbers. More stormtroopers came in and joined the fight. Some of them had begun to overpower Chewbacca and were about to smash him in the face with their weapons when, over the sound of the fray, Han shouted, Chewie, no! Stop it, Chewbacca! Han gripped the massive forearms of his hairy friend to calm him down. They faced each other, Han looking grimly into his friend's eyes. They embraced tightly for a moment, and then Han said, Save your strength for another time, pal, when the odds are better. He mustered a reassuring wink, but the Wookiee was grief-stricken and barked a mournful wail. Han turned to Princess Leia. He took her in his arms, and they embraced as if they would never let go. Leia pressed her lips to his in a lingering kiss of passion. When their kiss ended, tears were in her eyes. I love you, she said softly. Han smiled his familiar cocky grin. Just remember that, because I'll be back. Then his face grew tender, and he kissed her, gently, on the forehead. Tears began to roll down her cheeks as Han turned away from her and walked quietly and fearlessly toward the waiting hydraulic platform. The Ugnaughts rushed to his side and positioned him on the platform, binding his arms and legs tightly onto the hydraulic deck. He stood alone and helpless and gazed one last time at his friends. Leia's was the last face Han saw when he felt the hydraulic platform suddenly drop. The grieving Leia turned away, and Lando Calrissian grimaced in sorrow. Instantly, fiery liquid began to pour down into the pit in a great cascading shower of fluid and sparks. When the liquid finally solidified, huge metal tongs lifted the smoldering figure from the pit. The figure, which was cooling rapidly, had a recognizably human shape. Kneeling, Lando turned some knobs and checked a gauge. He sighed with relief. He's alive, he informed Hans's anxious friends, and in perfect hibernation. Darth Vader turned to Boba Fett.
He's all yours, Bounty Hunter. Reset the chamber for Skywalker.
He's just landed, my lord, an aide informed him.
Say to it he finds his way here.
Indicating Leia and Chewbacca, Lando said,
I'll take what is mine now.
Take them, Vader said. But I'm keeping a detachment of troops here to watch over them.
That wasn't part of the bargain, Lando protested hotly. You said the Empire wouldn't interfere in...
I'm altering the bargain.
Pray I don't alter it any further.
Luke and R2 moved cautiously through a deserted corridor. It concerned Luke that since landing, they had not been stopped for questioning. He was beginning to feel very uneasy. Suddenly, he heard a sound at the far end of the corridor. Luke halted, pressing himself close against the corridor wall. He saw a group approaching from a side hallway. Leading the group was an imposing figure in battered armor and helmet. Behind him, two Cloud City armed guards pushed a transparent case down the corridor. The case appeared to contain a floating statue-like human figure. Following the case were two Imperial stormtroopers who spotted Luke. Instantly, they took aim and began to fire. Luke dodged their laser bolts, and before they could shoot another round, the youth fired his blaster, ripping two sizzling holes into each stormtrooper's armored chest. As the troopers fell, the two guards quickly whisked the encased figure into another hallway, and the armor-clad figure leveled his laser blaster at Luke. He jerked back, and the deadly bolt just missed him. When he looked back, his nameless attacker, the guards, and the case had all disappeared behind a thick metal door. Hearing sounds behind him, Luke turned to see Leia, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and an unfamiliar man in a cloak moving down yet another hallway, guarded by a small band of Imperial stormtroopers. "Leia!" Luke shouted. She turned and saw him. "Luke, no!" she exclaimed. "It's a trap!" Leaving R2 trailing behind, Luke ran off to follow them, but when he reached a small anteroom, Leia and the others had disappeared. Behind him, a mammoth metal door crashed down with a thundering clang. Luke whirled. He was cut off from the main corridor. As he turned to find another way out, more metal doors banged shut in other doorways of the chamber. Luke began to explore the anteroom, which was full of hissing pipes and steam that belched from the floor. There was an opening above his head. He moved forward to get a better look, and the section of floor he stood on began to rise slowly upward. Vader. He spoke the name to himself as he looked around the chamber. Lord Vader, I feel your presence. Show yourself. He taunted his unseen enemy. Or, do you fear me? The escaping steam began to billow out in great clouds. Then, unaffected by the searing heat, Vader appeared and stepped onto the narrow walkway above the chamber. Luke took a cautious step toward the demonic figure in black and holstered his blaster. He experienced a surge of confidence and felt completely ready to face the Dark Lord, as one Jedi to another. Slowly, he began to mount the stairs toward Vader.
"The Force is with you, young Skywalker," Darth Vader said from above. "But you are not a Jedi yet."
Vader's words chilled Luke, and he hesitated and recalled the words of another former Jedi Knight. "Luke, use the Force only for knowledge and for defense. Not as a weapon. Don't give in to hate or anger. They lead the way to the dark side." But throwing aside any fragment of doubt, Luke gripped the smooth handle of his lightsaber and quickly ignited the laser beam. At the same instant, Vader ignited his own laser sword and quietly waited for the young Skywalker to attack. His great hatred for Vader impelled Luke to lunge at him savagely, bringing his sizzling blade down upon Vader's. But effortlessly, the Dark Lord deflected the blow with a defensive turn of his own weapon. Again Luke attacked. Once again, their energy blades clashed. Six Imperial stormtroopers guarded Lando, Leia, and Chewbacca as they marched through the inner corridor of Cloud City. They reached an intersection when 12 of Lando's guards and his aide arrived to block their path. The 12 guards aimed their laser weapons at the startled stormtroopers, and Lando's aide took their weapons from them. He handed one of the guns to Leia and one to Lando.
"Hold them in the security tower," the Cloud City administrator said.
"Quietly. No one must know."
The guards and Lando's aide marched the stormtroopers away. Leia's confusion turned to astonishment when Lando, the man who had betrayed Han Solo, began to remove Chewbacca's bonds.
"Come on," he urged. "We're getting out of here."
The moment the Wookiee's hands were free, he lunged at Lando with a blood-curdling roar and began to throttle him. "After what you did to Han," Leia said.
"I had no choice," Lando gasped, trying to free himself from Chewbacca's ferocious grip. "There's still a chance to save Han. They're on the east platform."
"Chewie," Leia said at last, "let go." Still fuming, Chewbacca released Lando and glared at him as Calrissian fought to regain his breath. Lando, Leia, and Chewbacca raced onto the east landing platform in time only to see Boba Fett's ship, Slave One, lifting off and soaring into the orange and purple sunset. Raising his blaster, Chewbacca howled and fired at the departing spaceship.
"It's no use," Lando said. "They're out of range."
Strapped to Chewbacca's back, 3PO saw something. Oh my! No! Charging the group was a squad of Imperial stormtroopers already blasting. The first bolt narrowly missed Princess Leia. Lando returned fire, and the air was ablaze with a brilliant crisscross of red and green laser bolts.
"Come on, let's move!"
Lando shouted above the fury and broke for the open elevator where R2 had scooted for safety. But Leia and Chewbacca stood their ground and kept up a steady fire against the assaulting stormtroopers. They seemed possessed, and troopers fell right and left under the fatally accurate aim of this one female human and one male Wookiee.
"Get in here!"
Lando kept shouting. Leia and Chewbacca finally moved, joining Lando. As the elevator doors closed, the remaining troops raced after them. Lightsabers clashed in Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader's battle on the platform above the carbon-freezing chamber. Vader spoke calmly as they fought.
"The fear does not reach you. You have learned more than I anticipated."
"You'll find I'm full of surprises," the confident youth retorted.
"And I, too," was the calm, portentous reply.
With two graceful moves, the Dark Lord hooked Luke's weapon out of his hands and sent it flying away. A slash of Vader's energy blade at Luke's feet made the youth jump back. He stumbled backward and tumbled down the stairs. Sprawled on the platform, Luke gazed up at the ominous dark figure looming above him at the top of the stairs. Suddenly, the figure flew right at him, its cloak billowing out in the air. Luke rolled to one side as the black figure landed soundlessly next to him.
"Your future lies with me, Skywalker. Now you will embrace the dark side. Obi-Wan knew this to be true."
"No!" Luke yelled, trying to fight off the evil presence. "Don't listen to him," Luke told himself. "He is trying to trick me, to lead me to the dark side of the Force." Luke began to back away from the advancing Sith Lord. Behind the youth, the hydraulic elevator cover silently opened, ready to receive him. The Dark Lord suddenly lunged. Luke lost his balance and tumbled into the gaping opening. Vader turned away from the freezing pit.
"All too easy. Perhaps you are not as strong as the Emperor thought."
Behind him, molten metal began to pour into the opening.
"Time will tell," Luke quietly replied to Vader's remark.
The Dark Lord spun around. At this point in the freezing process, the subject certainly shouldn't be able to speak. Vader glanced around, then raised his helmeted head to look up. Hanging from some hoses draped across the ceiling, Luke was suspended, having leaped some 5 meters into the air to escape the carbonite.
Impressive, Vader admitted.
Luke dropped down to the platform,
and reached out his hand. His sword flew back into his grip and reignited. Vader's sword also sprang back to life.
Ben has taught you well. You have controlled your fear. Now, release your anger. I destroyed your family. Take your revenge.
But this time, Luke was cautious and more controlled. Remember what Yoda taught, he cautioned himself. Cast out all hatred and anger, and receive the Force.
Your hatred can give you the power to destroy me, Vader tempted. Use it.
Luke began to advance, ignoring Vader's goading. I will not become a slave to the dark side, he softly told himself, and lunged at Vader. Vader blocked it, lost his balance, and fell into the outer rim of steaming pipes. Luke's knees nearly buckled with exhaustion. He cautiously moved to the edge and looked down. There was no sign of Vader. Switching off his lightsaber and hooking it into his belt, Luke lowered himself into the pit. He dropped to its floor and found himself in a large control and maintenance room that overlooked the reactor powering the entire city. In front of a large window stood the unmoving figure of Darth Vader. Luke slowly moved closer and reignited his lightsaber. But Vader did not light his own sword, nor did he make any effort to defend himself as Luke drew nearer. The Dark Lord's only weapon was his tempting voice.
Attack! Destroy me!
Confused, Luke hesitated, then grasped his deadly lightsaber in both hands and raised it to deliver the blow that would slay this masked horror. But before he could swing, a large piece of machinery detached itself from the wall behind him and came hurtling at his back. Turning instantly, Luke flashed his lightsaber and cut the thing in half. A second piece of machinery sped toward him, and again he used the Force to deflect it. But even as Luke repelled the enormous object, tools and pieces of machinery came flying at him from all directions. Bombarded on all sides, Luke was beginning to get bloodied and bruised. Another large piece of machinery glanced off Luke's body and crashed out the large window, letting in the screaming wind. In the very center of the room, standing still and triumphant, was Darth Vader.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist. You will join me, or you will join Obi-Wan in death.
As Vader spoke, a final piece of heavy machinery struck the young Jedi and knocked him through the broken window. Everything became a great blur as the wind carried him, tossing and rolling, until he managed to grab hold of a beam with one hand. The wind subsided a bit, and Luke's vision cleared. He was hanging from the gantry of the reactor shaft outside the control room. When he gazed down, he saw what appeared to be an endless abyss. Grasping the beam firmly with only one hand, Luke managed to hook his lightsaber onto his belt and then grab the beam with both hands. Hoisting himself up, he scrambled onto the gantry and stood on it, just in time to see Darth Vader walking toward him down the shaft. As Vader approached, the public address system began to blare.
Fugitives heading toward Platform 327. Secure all transports. All security forces on alert.
Your friends will never escape, and neither will you, Vader predicted as he drew closer.
Luke raised his sword, ready to renew battle.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist.
Luke lunged and brought his sizzling laser blade, crashing onto Vader's armor, searing through to the flesh. Vader staggered from the blow, and it seemed to Luke that he was in pain, but only for a moment. Vader began to move toward him again.
Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan was, the Dark Lord warned.
The sound of Ben's name instilled a sudden resolve in Luke. Calm, he reminded himself, and his breathing slowed. Be calm. But the grimly cloaked specter stalked toward him along the narrow gantry, and it seemed he wanted the young Jedi's life. Or worse, his fragile soul.
Lando, Leia, Chewbacca, and the droids turned a corner and saw the open door to the landing platform. Through it, they glimpsed the Millennium Falcon. Suddenly, the door slammed shut. Ducking into an alcove, the group saw a squad of stormtroopers charging them, their laser guns blasting. Chewbacca growled and returned the fire with savage Wookiee rage. He covered Leia, who punched desperately at the door's control panel, but the door failed to budge. The wind, shrieking through the reactor shaft, absorbed the sounds of the clashing lightsabers. Darth Vader pursued Luke, who took refuge beneath a huge instrument panel. The Dark Lord was there in an instant, his lightsaber thrashing down, cutting the instrument complex loose. It began to fall when the wind caught it and blew it upward. Luke involuntarily glanced at it. The distraction was all Vader needed. His laser blade came slashing down across Luke's hand, cutting it off and sending the youth's lightsaber flying. The pain was excruciating. Luke squeezed his forearm beneath his armpit to try to stop the agony. He retreated along the gantry, stalked by the black-garbed apparition. Abruptly, the wind subsided. Luke had nowhere else to go.
There is no escape, the Dark Lord warned, looming over Luke like a black angel of death. Don't make me destroy you. You are strong with the Force. Now you must learn to use the dark side. Join me, and together we will be more powerful than the Emperor.
I will never join you, Luke cried.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Vader continued. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father, did he?
He told me enough, Luke yelled, his anger aroused. He told me you killed him.
No, Vader replied calmly. I am your father.
Stunned, Luke stared with disbelief at the black-clad warrior.
No. No, that's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings, Vader said. You know it to be true.
He turned off the blade of his lightsaber and extended a steady and inviting hand.
No, Luke shouted. No!
Luke, Darth Vader continued persuasively, you can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
Luke's mind whirled. He didn't want to believe Vader. Tried convincing himself that it was Vader who was lying. But if he spoke the truth, why had Ben Kenobi lied to him? Why? His mind screamed louder than the wind. His father. With the calmness that Ben himself and Yoda had taught him, Luke Skywalker made what might be his final decision.
Never! He shouted, and stepped out into the empty abyss beneath him.
Darth Vader watched Luke plunging quickly downward, head over foot. Lando, Leia, and Chewbacca held off a squad of stormtroopers. Lando had brought them to another entrance that would lead to the landing platform. If only R2 succeeded in opening the door. The droid managed to remove the plate from the control panel. Moments later, the door snapped open.
R2, you did it!
3PO exclaimed. As the others dashed through the entrance, R2 came through again, spraying out a thick fog that obscured his friends from the encroaching stormtroopers. Chewbacca and the robots reached the Millennium Falcon and boarded it as Lando and Leia covered them with their blasters, cutting down the stormtroopers emerging from R2's fog cover. The low-pitched roar of the Falcon's engines started and rose to an ear-battering whine. Lando and Leia sprinted up the ramp, and the main hatch closed behind them. The ship began to move. Behind them, they heard a final mighty barrage of Imperial laser fire. Luke continued to fall. Nothing offered a handhold. He broke through the cloudy atmosphere, his body spinning, his arms flailing. An electronic weather vane jutted out from the bowl-like underside of Cloud City. Luke caught it and held on, but his strength was failing rapidly. He could not hold on for long. Somehow, he managed to hook one of his legs over the protrusion.
Ben, Luke moaned in agony. Ben!
And then, concentrating on one whom he thought cared for him, he pitifully called out,
Leia, hear me. Leia.
3 fighters, Lando said to Chewbacca.
They were watching the freighter's computer screen configurations.
We can outdistance them easily.
Leia sat in Han Solo's seat, staring straight ahead. She seemed dazed, and then, out of her dreamlike trance, she spoke.
Luke.
What?
Lando asked. She turned to him.
We've got to go back, she said urgently. Chewie, head for the bottom of the city.
Lando looked at her in astonishment.
Oh, we're not going back there.
No argument, Leia said firmly. Do it. That's a command.
Luke was unaware of the Millennium Falcon's approach. Under him, the swaying weather vane bent and then broke off completely. Luke went tumbling helplessly through the sky. This time, he knew, there would be nothing for him to cling to.
Look!
Lando exclaimed, indicating a figure plunging in the distance. Leia managed to remain calm. Get under him, Chewie, she told the pilot. It's Luke. Chewbacca carefully eased the Millennium Falcon on a descent trajectory.
Lando! Leia called. Open the top hatch.
Chewbacca and Leia could see Luke's plunging body. As the Wookiee retarded the ship's speed drastically, the plummeting figure skimmed the windscreen and then landed with a thud against the outer hull. Lando opened the upper hatch. In the distance, he glimpsed the 3 TIE fighters approaching, their laser guns brightening the sky with streaks of hot destruction. Lando stretched his body out of the hatch and reached to grasp the battered warrior and pull him into the ship. The Millennium Falcon veered away from Cloud City and soared through the thick, billowing cloud cover, swerving to avoid the blinding flak from the TIE fighters. Leia switched on the intercom.
Lando, is he all right?
She shouted.
Lando, do you hear me?
Another voice answered, faintly.
He'll survive, Luke replied.
Leia and Chewbacca turned to see Luke, battered and bloodied and wrapped in a blanket, being helped into the cockpit by Lando. The princess jumped up and hugged him ecstatically. Chewbacca threw back his head and barked in jubilation. Behind the Millennium Falcon, the TIE fighters kept up their close pursuit. Warning lights began to flash on the control panel. Suddenly, alarms went off.
The deflector shields are going, Lando announced.
Leia looked over Lando's shoulder and noticed another blip, ominously large, that had appeared on the radar scope.
There's another ship, she said. Much bigger, trying to cut us off.
It's Vader, Luke said, almost to himself. Admiral Piette approached Vader, who stood on the bridge of this, the greatest of all Imperial Star Destroyers.
"They'll be in range of the tractor beam in moments," he reported confidently.
"And their hyperdrive has been deactivated?" Vader asked.
Right after they were captured, sir."
"Good,"
the giant black-robed figure said.
"Prepare for the boarding and set your weapons for stun."
"We don't have any room for mistakes," Leia said tensely, watching the large blip on the monitors.
"If my men said they fixed this baby, they fixed it," Lando assured her. "We've got nothing to worry about."
"Sounds familiar," Leia mused and turned to Chewbacca. "The coordinates are set, Chewie," she said. "It's now or never."
"Punch it," Lando yelled.
Chewbacca pulled back on the light-speed throttle, suddenly altering the sound of the ion engines. Abruptly, the sound choked and died. Chewbacca roared a howl of desperate frustration. The hyperdrive system had failed them again. Lando began trying to adjust the controls. Chewbacca leaped from his seat to race to the hold. He passed R2, who was working on 3PO, trying to reassemble him. The R2 unit began to beep in great consternation as he scanned the Wookiee frantically, trying to fix the hyperdrive system.
"How could you know what's wrong?" the golden droid scoffed.
Chewbacca fought to loosen a section of paneling with an enormous wrench. It failed to budge. In the cockpit, Lando banked the Millennium Falcon, trying to shed the pursuers, but the distance between the freighter and TIE fighters was narrowing by the moment. Luke seemed oblivious to what was happening around him. He sensed Vader's presence, knew Vader was near, knew that his victory over the weakened Jedi would soon be complete. "I won't be able to resist him," he muttered softly, and then, in utter despair, whispered, "Ben, why didn't you tell me?" In the freighter's hold, R2 raced to a control panel. Relying only on mechanical instinct, he worked swiftly to reprogram the circuit board. Suddenly, from deep within the Falcon's hyperspeed engines, a new and powerful hum resonated throughout the ship. The freighter tilted suddenly. Lando tumbled back against the cockpit wall. As he fell back, he saw the stars outside become blinding, infinite streaks of light.
"We did it!"
he yelled triumphantly. Darth Vader gazed at the black void where a moment before the Millennium Falcon had been. Then he turned and slowly walked off the bridge, his ebony cloak billowing behind him. The Millennium Falcon was at last safely docked on a huge Rebel cruiser. Luke Skywalker rested in its medical center, where he was again attended by the surgeon droid 2-1B. He looked up and saw Leia, followed by C-3PO and R2-D2, come in to check his progress. The princess was smiling, her eyes wide and sparkling with a wondrous glow. Luke offered his hand to the expert service of the surgeon droid. 2-1B examined the bionic hand that was skillfully fused to Luke's arm. Luke carefully made a fist, then opened it. His new hand worked perfectly. Leia and the two droids moved closer to Luke as a voice came over an intercom loudspeaker. It was Lando.
"Luke, we're ready for takeoff."
Lando Calrissian sat in the Millennium Falcon's pilot chair, Chewbacca next to him. Luke's voice came back to Lando over his comlink speaker.
"I'll meet you on Tatooine. Take care, my friends," he added with a new maturity in his voice. "May the Force be with you."
Luke and Leia stood at the great circular window of the Rebel Star Cruiser, 3PO and R2 next to them. The group faced the inviting heavens and saw the Millennium Falcon move into view and then veer off in another direction to soar with great dignity through the Rebel fleet. Luke knew Leia's mind and heart were with Han. As to his own destiny, he was now more uncertain about himself than he had ever been. He only knew he had to return to Yoda and finish his training before he set off to rescue his best friend. He put his arm around Leia, and together with 3PO and R2, they faced the heavens bravely.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks presentation of The Empire Strikes Back, narrated by Tony Roberts. Executive producer John Wynn. Produced and directed by Kevin Thompson. Novelization by Donald F. Glut. Abridgment by George Malko. Text edited by John Whitman. Music composed by John Williams. Sound effects supplied by Skywalker Sound. This presentation was produced under license with Lucasfilm Limited.